administration had set up an extraordinary procedure for dealing with the so-called enemy combatants it captured in Afghanistan and whom it considers terrorists. It chose not to use, of course, the U.S. civil justice system, and it chose not to use the Geneva Conventions for Prisoners of War, and it chose not to use the military justice system. It chose instead to set up something called a military commission, which is a kind of a novelty as they've set it up. Commissions were to try and to classify these people in captivity at Guantanamo as to whether they were terrorists or not, and then deal with them accordingly. The Supreme Court has said today that the president had no authority to set up those commissions, first of all. Second of all, the court said that he must abide by the Geneva Conventions, however he decides to proceed. The Geneva Conventions deal with the humane treatment and generally with the due process afforded to prisoners of war and other combatants in a conflict. The court also said that an act of Congress which purported to strip jurisdiction from the court of this matter did not, in fact, do so, and that the court has every right to hear this case. This is a resounding defeat for the administration. It's the second or third by the Supreme Court that has to do with the president's broad assertion of powers to dispose of individuals seized on and off the battlefield as he sees fit. The way forward really is fairly simple. They only need, by this decision, to restate these charges and create a tribunal which conforms to the norms of the Uniform Code of Military Justice and of the Geneva Conventions, meaning that they give the defendant certain rights that people have become accustomed to: right to confront the accuser, right to be in the trial, right to see the evidence, none of which is available under these military commissions. Let me say this, too, that's really important here. The framers of the Constitution had one basic principle that is often forgotten, and that is that when any part of government acts in any meaningful way, it must state its authority. The basic question of the Constitution is, show me a piece of paper that says you can do this. What Stevens has done here, there have been exceptions to this that
Justice
the court has
John
allowed.
Paul Stevens, yeah.
What Justice John Paul Stevens said here is, show me, you have no authority. Show me a piece of paper that allows you to do what you've done. And in fact, the administration doesn't have a piece of paper. It has broad statements by the Congress, authorization to use military force, and a variety of other items. And it struck me as really important that the court in this 5-3 majority wanted explicit authorization for what the administration has done. This could come back to haunt it, possibly, in such matters as the eavesdropping cases and other things where it acted with the insistence that it did not need explicit authority, but that authority was, in fact, implicit in various other acts of Congress.